Charlie's 34 JET. Mobile listener.
Matthew, KO4HKX.
Are you just on your way in? I'm taking.
Sure. I'm getting ready to cross the state line now.
All good for you, Shane. How was your New Year? Everything good?
But this is Patrick, not Shane.
Yeah, I caught myself at the end there. It's been a while since I've been on the morning show here, so bear with me. Yeah, the call sign change and surprised me the other day too, actually. I did that 6 weeks ago, and I was kind of surprised it came through, but it was like all or nothing right away.
You changed your call sign. I didn't catch it when you threw it out, but I heard and recognized the voice.
All right, so I don't think I've talked to you. It's been longer than the last time I talked to Shane, actually. How was your holidays? Everything good with that, too?
Had a good Christmas and New Year. It was nice and quiet. Really didn't do anything this year, so I hope you did.
All went well. Everybody was healthy, and it seems like we're not succumbing to a lot of these respiratory thing that seems to be happening to a lot of people. But nonetheless, all is good. And I'm going to try flying out of Greer this morning, so that's the plan. I'll be gone for 3 days.
Gone for 3 days, but I'm glad you haven't got this mess. I got it the first part of December, and still dealing with the sinus part of it, but other than that, I feel great.
You know, it's funny you mention that. I got this little bit of morning congestion thing going on the last few days, but nothing getting worse. And then I'm fine all day long. I don't know. It is what it is. It's just we survived this long, right?
That's kind of where I'm at. Don't think it's anything to stress about or worry about, but nothing I can do about it.
Great. So did you see any snow last couple weeks that way by you?
I haven't seen any snow yet down where we're at, or up where we're at from you, but they're talking about it's supposed to be here this weekend, so it's supposed to get nasty up here.
I was seeing something about Saturday, I guess Saturday, was it? Hopefully I get done before that. That'd be a good thing. But be careful if it does happen. You know how to handle it. You've been there long enough.
But you never know. One little slip up and that's all it takes.
Good for that. And it's all the other people you have to watch out for, isn't it?
That is the big problem, is watching out for everybody else that just doesn't seem to care about anybody's life, including their own.
Common sense is out the window today. There's no doubt about it.
So where are you flying out to today?
Austin, New York, overnight, Raleigh-Durham, down to Miami tomorrow, back up to Raleigh-Durham, and then up into New York again, and back to Atlanta. Exciting stuff.
Mostly fly on the East Coast?
Mostly is the right word, but I do a lot of the South Central and Southeast as well, and out to the Midwest quite a bit too, but I don't get out to the West because it's different equipment and don't want to deal with it. I like my seniority where it is.
That when you find your niche with something and you're comfortable, it's best to just stay there sometimes.
Absolutely. And being there's only a couple more years of it, so I'll stick with the seniority side and the better schedules, that's all.
Hey, do you ever, I don't know what class license you hold, but have you ever tried doing any radio from the airplane?
Equipment's gone. I think there might be some older 767s that still have HF equipment in it, but I don't. What I fly doesn't. You'd have to bring a handheld, and you know you'd be restricted to that if you chose to do it. But to answer your question, no, I have not.
I didn't know if they were still putting it in as a backup or what, but just curious.
Go over mostly the satellite based equipment now, which actually is more capable, but it's more technical, so I view it as more things to go wrong when you get that way.
That, and generally the case, it might be more capable, but it comes with a cost.
True to that. That's true to that. So I threw a new Yaesu in the car here, in the truck here, and I was just wondering, is it sounding okay? You getting any engine noise or any of that?
Sounds pretty good. Mic may be just a little bit hot, but that, if anything, that would be the only thing I'd say. Other than that, you're really clear. It's sounding good.
I could back off knots on the gain. That wouldn't be hard to do when I'm not driving. But I'll hold it a little further away right now. Well, good. I'm glad. I had a little bit of a hiccup putting it in. I guess apparently my choke filter, the noise filter that I had in here, went bad. And it was allowing the voltage to go through. The voltage looked a little low. You know, with the automobile running, it was hovering around 12 or 12 and a half volts. And as you know, it should be higher. And when you keyed up the mic, the radio went dark, and there's another radio in here, too, with it. And I said, what is going on? But the only thing in the way was the choke filter, so I yanked it out, and everything seems to work fine with it. So I'm going without it, I guess, now.
You sounded really good. Like I said, there's just a little bit of pop on your voice from the mic, and when you moved it back, took care of most of that.
Well, you're sounding good too, and I don't know how far down you are, if you're through your black hole yet or not, but you're sounding good as always.
Black hole, and I'm almost where I make my vehicle switch.
Start today. I'm guessing. I'm not sure, truthfully, but you're an early riser every day. I give you credit for that.
Something I've always done, But Wednesday and Thursday are my early days. I get up and leave the house at 4:30.
A lot of my van and pickup times, you know, at the hotels. So 4:30, 5 o'clock on these early. This is a later shift. I got to get down there, but it starts at mid-morning instead of bright and early in the morning. And the next couple days, at least I don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn.
It's nice to have a break every now and then. That's like over the holiday, the week between Christmas and New Year. I didn't have to get up early. And I didn't get up as early, but I still was up by 6:30, 7 o'clock every day. And that's sleeping in for me.
Happens. That's what happens. And it feels good. You know, you're pretty content at 6:30. And you don't need as much coffee, it seems, too.
I don't know. Just 6:30 just seems to be a good time to get up when I'm not doing anything else. That's when the wife's getting up and moving around, or when she has to go to work.
Well, the last couple mornings have been rough because my poor German Shepherd, she must have ate something that didn't agree with her, because last couple nights she's been up every couple hours needing to go out. But bless her heart, she lets me know, at least. I don't have any accidents.
I got a little mixed breed at the house, and she's real good about that. If she needs to go, she'll come over and start whining at the edge of the bed and wake me up, and I know it's time to go. But she doesn't do that very often. She's good about making it through the night, and hopefully that lasts until, you know, the end comes.
Great, aren't they? She's been good, and she's 7 or so now, and I'm seeing a little bit of a slowdown, but she's still very athletic and wants to play all the time. She's got a lot of puppy in her still. And I don't know, every now and then she gets an upset stomach, so I'm not sure what it's from exactly, but usually a couple days and you give her some rice and chicken in her meal and seems to settle down. And the probiotic, I think, too, I give her as well.
Like us, time to time, we don't feel good and things happen to us, too. But, Matthew, I'm going to make the vehicle switch, and then I'll be back here in just a few minutes if you're still going to be around. KO4HKX.
Okay, Patrick. Yeah, I'll be here for another 20 or so. WW4JET, we're listening.
And is the call WW4JAT?
I made it easy. It's JET, like the airplane jet. So that was for my purposes.
Well, good for you. That's pretty cool then. But I'll be back in a few minutes, and the other guys won't be in here till about 5:30, so they'll be coming in shortly. KO4HKX.